from the high desert and the great American Southwest, I bid you all good evening and good morning, as the case may be across all these many time zones, from the Hawaiian and Tahitian island chains, eastward to the Caribbean and the U.S. Virgin Islands, south into South America, north to the pole, and worldwide on the Internet. This is Coast to Coast AM.
All right, I have the bio of David John Oates. But I've got something better. I've got a letter from somebody he knows, and he has no idea I'm going to read this, but I'm going to read it. Art, I've had the privilege of being a private client of David John Oates since September 26, 1995. I was referred to David by my former osteopath, who sensed I had some major unconscious blocks to my healing. I was poisoned from ingesting contaminated and a certain contaminated drug in January of 1990, and my life has been a downward spiral of constant pain, illness, abandonment, medical bills, insurance hassles, maltreatment from dozens of various professionals in the medical field since such time. This brief background of my life circumstance is what led me to open my mind to work with David at an unconscious level. After reading the cover story article on David John Oates in a holistic newspaper last September, I went to hear a lecture he gave in San Diego. I went intending to only briefly stay, as my pain level is such it makes sitting for extended periods hard. However, I sat mesmerized in my chair for the entire 3 hours, and at the insistence of the awestruck, eager crowd, David generously gave us an extra hour of his time and expertise. From the first moment I saw David and heard his genius discovery of reverse speech, I knew I was destined to work with him. Art, I've been seen by some of the big-name doctors at prominent research facilities up and down the West Coast. Not one of them had given me any hope for healing from my life of pain and misery. David, on the other hand, has given me genuine hope for a pain-free life by working with me on an intimate, deep, unconscious level. David has demonstrated extraordinarily high integrity in working with me and has never quit on me when many others had, despite the fact that his discovery of reverse speech is of Nobel Prize caliber. David remains a humble, approachable man of great character and depth. I feel honored to work so closely with David. I commend you, Art, for hosting David on your prominent radio show so he can spread his amazing technology throughout the world. Reverse speech reveals the truth, and the ramifications of David's monumental discovery can be used for tremendous good in the world. On a personal note, I'm overjoyed to report that I'm finally beginning to heal myself of things experts deemed incurable. David John Oates, remarkable man and gifted therapist, deserves all the credit for this miracle. That's from Cassandra in San Diego. David John Oates is the founder and developer of reverse speech technologies. He proposes a theory that language, ours, all language, is twofold, forward and reverse. By analyzing speech in reverse, the newly discovered voices of the unconscious may easily be heard by a trained ear, and in many cases, an untrained ear. David is a popular guest on radio and TV, including CNN's The Larry King Show, Extra, and Strange Universe. And he conducts student training in reverse speech, and if you have never heard it, prepare to have your mind blown. This is going to be a real experience for you. Here is David John Oates. And David has a speech impediment. And this, by the way, which we discussed on the last show, is what led him, logically, into a study of speech. And that's how all this really began, is it not, David?
That is correct, Art. Yeah, I've had a speech stutter since my early teenage years. And actually, when I was in high school, I could barely get two words out. And I can actually recall when I was in first year high school, I stood up to ask a question of my teacher at the time, and I could barely speak, and he said to me, David, would you sit down and don't talk to me again until you can speak correctly.
Oh, my.
And that ruined my entire high school years. I never asked another question again, and I eventually left high school without graduating. And,
oh, that must have been awful. Oh, that's awful.
That was disgusting. That really ruined me. And it's been a long battle ever since then to climb up out of that statement. And,
of course.
You know, we forget the power of our words. You know, what we say to people, both forwards and backwards now, as my discovery shows, has the ability to help us or to hurt us severely, you know. And, so I'd just like to make that comment before I start.
All right. Well, how in the world, I am curious, how in the world did you get an interest or even discover the concept of reverse speech?
Well, it's a quite a simple story, really. I was running a halfway house for street kids in Australia in the outback, and this was back in 83. And we had an evangelist from the United States traveling through, and he was preaching that rock and roll is the devil's music, and if you play records backwards, you can hear satanic messages.
Backmasking,
that's correct. And I had some of my kids were playing these records backwards, and they came to my office claiming that they could hear demons speaking to them. My initial reaction was anger. I was really upset at this evangelist for preaching such rubbish to the kids, and I went home that night to rewire a tape player to prove that all this was a load of rubbish. I mean, how can you play speech backwards or music backwards and hear stuff?
Sure.
And, you know, I'm sure all of us have had that same thought. And, however, I've got a fairly good ear for audio. I'm an amateur radio operator and been fiddling around with electronics for most of my life. And I put a tape in the tape player and ran it back, and much to my shock, I heard what I thought was a very clear message. And there was no superimposed soundtrack, and what was happening was it was the backward phrase was occurring purely by the way the forward phrase was put together. In other words, by the way the phonetics and the syllables were sung forward, was sung in such a peculiar fashion that it caused a complete intelligent sentence backwards.
That is very interesting. In other words, that was real backmasking, or is it? I guess real backmasking in the sense that it was not actually played backwards. You know, there have been a number of groups. I think the Beatles did it, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, they did it quite intensely with their whole Paul is Dead controversy. They hid messages in that hinted Paul had died, and it was really just a marketing gimmick. There's actually two different types of backmasking, and the two get confused.
One is intentional.
And one is not intentional.
There you are.
Yeah, and that's just caused by the way the words are spoken or sung at the time. And religious fundamentalists got a hold of this, and they heard these messages, and they were saying, oh, well, gee, how can this get there? And the only possible explanation is the thing is demon-possessed, you know.
All right, now, therein lies a question. When you're talking about music, David,
right.
would the backmasking be the person who wrote the song or the person who sings it?
Oh, what an interesting question. I don't totally have the answer to that question. I actually moved out of music into speech. It was a whole bunch more simpler. My general answer is it's to do with the entire creative processes around the actual writing of the song. I think it's with the artist and the tune combined. I did numerous tests on this, and for example, A Stairway to Heaven. I looked at several different versions of Stairway to Heaven by different artists and different tunes, and sometimes I would find exactly the same reversal from artist to artist, and other times I wouldn't. I think in the original creation process, it comes from the artist who writes the song, but as other artists sing it, their own thought influence their singing style, and hence the reverse phrases.
Fascinating. And we need to get into a little bit of when there is reverse speech. As you listen, first of all, I guess everybody ought to know, you don't mess with it. You don't add echo or manipulate what you're doing. You're simply taking regular speech and at the same speed...
Literally running it backwards.
Literally running it backwards.
And
however,
in point of fact, if I was to process the sound, I actually tend to lose the reversals.
Is that right?
Any attempt to process or compress the sound actually clips the top of the reversals off because they're actually occurring in the high tones of speech. And processing clips the top of the wave, and you lose it.
Yes. Well, what I found absolutely fascinating that we hit on in the last show,
right.
When you're listening to reverse speech, you'll go along and you'll hear a lot of mumbo-jumbo that doesn't mean anything. When
right.
you get to a reverse speech item that really is reverse speech, there's a kind of a... How did you describe it last time? A sort of a...
Well, it's a sing-song tone. There's a distinct tonal shift is the words I generally use. The gibberish has a monotone tone to it. Then there's a split second gap just before the reversal occurs, and the tonality shifts very dramatically, and it takes on this sing-song melodious tone for the entire duration of the reversal.
That's really odd.
The reversal finishes, the gibberish slots back to the normal monotone tone. And because when I'm teaching my classes, that's one of the very first things I teach my students to look for is watch for that tonal shift. And you can feel it too. You can feel it on a fairly deep level. And a lot of my students will know there's reversal there simply by the shifting tonality, but still not yet had their ears trained enough yet to pull out what that reversal means.
In the last program we did, I began to hear that. And,
right.
And when you said that, it was like a light bulb going off. I went,
right.
Yeah, right. It is different. As you listen through reverse
totally
speech,
different.
All of a sudden, boom, it jumps out at you. And okay, the audience should now know that reverse speech reveals not what you're consciously thinking necessarily, but what you're unconsciously thinking. And David, you've said in reverse speech, if a person in forward has told the truth, reverse speech, when you find it, will tend to confirm that truth.
Correct.
But if they have lied, it will reveal the lie.
Correct. My belief is the human psyche was made and born to be honest and truthful and integral. And over the eons and centuries, we have slipped further and further away from honesty and that basic truth with a capital T.
Well, then there ought to be a lot of material for you.
There's a lot of material for me. Yes, there is. And it's interesting one of the things I teach my analysts, you know, when they're interviewing people, sometimes, you know, there's a tendency on my analysts to push them to tell the truth. And then I say, no, don't. Let them lie as they lie.
Let them go, because then you'll be able to... So really, you help out therapists, or you are... Are you a therapist?
Yes, I've been in therapy for 10 years. I'm a certified hypnotherapist. I'm also an NLP master practitioner. So they're the qualifications I run by. I have a fairly large practice in San Diego. I was shocked you read that letter. You really took me by surprise. I'll have to ring up Cassandra tomorrow and speak to her about that. But
well, I thought it was a nice testimonial for you.
It was very nice. And in point of fact, my client's files are full of testimonials very similar to that. Reverse speech is an extremely, very powerful tool for accessing the unconscious mind. One of the problems facing traditional therapy is to actually get to the source of the problem. Therapists can take years and years to reach that source if they ever do. And reverse speech goes right to it in the first tape recording. You know, I will see a client, the very first thing I'll do is I will tape them. And in that one half an hour tape, mm-hmm. I will get the precise reasons and causes for that person's psychosis or whatever issue they're working on. In addition to that, on the deepest level, reverse speech actually accesses what I call the core structures of the unconscious mind.
So then how do you come at a patient? Do you do it in the traditional way, in forward speech, and just let them say their thing? Or do you have questions that are angled a little differently?
Yeah, I've developed my own questioning technique. There's certain key words that will prompt certain key reversals to occur. There's certain tonal shifts that I move into to illicit reversals, and I've learnt these over the years. The fact is, I mean, if anyone talks, speech reversals will occur. I mean, that's a given because it's a natural function of language. But
sure.
you can learn to specifically enhance or direct what reversals you want. And so in therapy, I have a very specific question style, and I actually spend 3 weekends in my training class teaching people how to do it. You know,
do you think the day will come in America or the world when reverse speech will be court admissible?
Oh, absolutely. And in point of fact, there has already been a precedent set, which a set for this, and that was in the Judas Priest trial in Reno, Nevada. One of the rulings of the judge was that these phrases did exist, but there was no evidence put forward to suggest it was caused by anything else other than coincidence. And also there was no evidence put forward to suggest that it was subliminally suggestive. So the precedent has already been set, and I'm just waiting for a trial case.
How would one attempt to validate as a science reverse speech? Would you use a lie detector, for example?
That would be one way to go about it. There's many different ways that you could do. I would suggest for a start some trial tests with lie detectors to look at the reading of the lie detector compared to the analysis
sure.
of reverse speech.
Sure.
Blind tests are also a very good way to go about it. I will frequently do this. I will put 10 or 15 reversals down on tape and without a script or a transcript, and I'll play it to 3 different groups of people. And one group I'll say, this is what the reversal says. Another group I will give them a control phrase. I'll say, the reversal says this when it actually doesn't. And another group I'll ask them what to hear. And normally without failure, the group 1 will hear the phrase, group 2 will not hear the phrase, and group 3 will get a word here and there.
I have a special request for you.
Yes.
And that is, it comes from several listeners. We're about after the bottom of the hour to get into some incredible examples of reverse speech, but the big first debate is coming this Sunday. And I've had many, many people fax me already and say, be sure David records the full debate.
I have every intention of doing that. In point of fact, I did have a camping trip scheduled for my family this weekend, and much to my daughter's dismay, I cancelled the trip.
Oh, I see.
Just
so
to get ready for the debate. And I'll put that up on my website. Is what I'll do. I'll put the entire transcript on there plus the reversal. So,
like the candidates don't have enough to worry about already. Now they've got David John Oates on their back. All right, wonderful, David. We're going to take a break here at the bottom of the hour. And when we come back, if you would crank out a couple of examples that we had in the last show to get them started, maybe Neil Armstrong. Now to David John Oates. And, David, tell me before we get started, since the first time you were on my program, what's happened?
Quite a lot. I've pretty much been inundated with the phone calls, first of all from the press. I've been on Extra TV. I was on there last night, and we have also filmed a major special on reverse speech that will air on October 30th. I've been contacted by Hard Copy. I'm flying up to Seattle, Washington at the end of the month to do a TV promo, an hour special up there on KOMO.
That's my affiliate in Seattle.
Well, thank you very much.
My goodness, you've been busy.
Extremely busy. My phone line hasn't stopped ringing. It's just been going nonstop. I've been waiting 13 years for this, you know. I've been working very, very, very hard. I put in probably 100 hours every week on this, and it's a great joy for me to finally see my technology getting out there. My book is in the printers now, so it's on its final print, so it'll be out in two weeks. My technology is being launched.
All right. The audience ought to know the following, and that is that all reverse speech is not necessarily easy for the average person to hear. And the analogy I gave last time was I worked as a 911 operator in Monterey County for about a year, which was an incredible job. And one was required for a period of weeks to simply sit, not do the job, just listen so that you could learn how to hear things simultaneously.
Right.
It was really a hard thing to do for me. And for anybody who tries it. And so you hear reverse speech that we don't. After the last program, I asked you to sit down with some people who had the common ear.
Correct.
And the untrained ear, and sort of note those reverse speech items which lit the light bulb for the average person.
Correct.
Which is what we would use here on the air.
Right.
Now, we began the last show with Neil Armstrong, I believe.
I think that was the first one I played. I really can't recall, but it tends to be the first one I played because it was one of the very first reversals in speech I heard myself. So it's one of my favorites.
All right. Well, I can understand why. And by the way, coming more on Bill Clinton tonight, and
correct.
I understand you have a couple of reversals on me.
I do indeed, Art. You are an interesting chap. The people out there will get to hear what you're really thinking.
All right, let's do Neil Armstrong, and everybody's going to be hearing this first in the forward direction.
Correct.
And then in reverse, and then so they can hear it properly, I think three different speeds of reverse. First the normal, and then what?
Right.
And then what do you do?
Well, I'll run it forwards first, and I'll break it to three speeds. And then probably what I'll do, I'll play it forwards and backwards and forwards and backwards successively, so you can just hear how it's constructed.
All right, let's give it a try with Neil Armstrong, that famous sentence.
Okay, here we go, forwards first.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Okay, now I'll run it backwards at three speeds, and backwards he says, man will spacewalk. And here we go.
Man will spacewalk. Man will spacewalk. Man will spacewalk.
And what I'll do now is I'll run it forwards, backwards, forwards, forwards, backwards, and the speech reversal, man will spacewalk, has been formed entirely by the way he said his forward speech sound.
All right.
So here it is, forwards and reverse twice.
Okay.
It's one small step for man, man will spacewalk. It's one small step for man, man will spacewalk.
Okay, and
that is so clear.
Yeah, it's extremely clear, and that is the thought that he had as he stepped onto the moon. Man will continue to walk into space. We will spacewalk.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
And it's a very significant example, too, because Neil Armstrong actually had prepared lines. He was supposed to say that's one small step for a man, and he left out the A and said that's one small step for man instead. Now, had he said his lines correct, the speech reversal would not have occurred. And part of my theory is that just before we are speaking, the brain structures the sounds of speech in such
sure.
a way that these two messages can be communicated simultaneously.
Tell me something, David. Can you sometimes tell listening, are you trained well enough that you can tell listening in forward speech when a reversal has occurred? Are you getting good at that?
Yes, pretty much. There's certain key factors where reversals will occur. Pauses and stutters, a sudden change in topics, an unusual tonal shift. Someone will go up in tone or down in tone. It's fairly, you know, once you get to know this phenomenon, it's fairly easy to tell where they can occur. And,
all right. Let me get this question out of the way, because otherwise a lot of fax paper will get wasted with people trying to ask it. Please ask David if he's worked with any other languages other than English, if your theory, or David's, holds true about truth versus lies. By listening to reverse speech, it should not be bound by language.
Correct. That is quite correct. It does occur across the board in no matter what language is being spoken in. I'm currently training a student from Germany, and she's flown out from Germany just to take my course, and what it appears to be is the language in which we are thinking in at the time of speaking is where the reversals occur. So if she's speaking in English but thinking in German and translating in her mind,
you get a German reversal.
You get a German reversal.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh
and
my.
It gets even more complex too, because sometimes with split languages you'll get it half in English and half in German. So she's over in Germany lecturing right now with and just getting overwhelming interest, and she actually tells me that the German reversals on German speaking people are actually clearer than the forward speech, which is quite fascinating, and I'm waiting for her to come back so I can look at the tapes that she's gathered.
It is interesting. Well, for tonight's visit, we're going to concentrate on English because this is hard enough concept for a lot of people to grasp, even in English. So
correct.
We'll keep it in English. Now, the next thing that I sort of return visit I want to pay is, you determined that children, babies speak in reverse before they speak in forward.
That is correct. It was one of my very first questions when I wrote my theory back in 1987, was, if this is a natural function of language, when does it begin? Are we born with it, or does it develop naturally? And since then, I've done quite a lot of tests on children, and it would appear as a reverse language begins between 3 and 4 months of age. It progresses in the normal forward fashion, forward language will commence 12, 13, 14 months depending on the child, but
sure.
It's in reverse. It starts with single words first, mummy, daddy, hungry, help, and then between 6 and 7 months of age, they begin to put two or three words together in a sentence, and by the time forward speech begins with the simple words, the reverse language has become quite complex.
Well, tell the story now of your two little ones.
Which particular story shall I start with?
Well, your own children.
Right. My children were born in July of 1987, and from the moment they came home from hospital, I began to tape them. I got quite obsessed with it, quite frankly, and I was taping them constantly. And
so you were holding a little recorder up in front of their little baby mouths.
I was totally and utterly completely doing that, yes, and
what did your wife,
my friend's kids as well. So.
What did your wife have to say about that?
Well, I can be a bit obsessive at times, and it got annoying. But I'm sort of like that. Once I get an idea in my head, I can't let it go,
I know.
And, I'm divorced now, so what can I say?
I see.
But I have custody of my kids, and they live with me now.
Believe me, I understand obsessive behavior.
Yes, I'm sure. So I found from as early as 4 months, the very first word I heard on my kids was, we were at a friend's house playing a game of Trivial Pursuit, and the kids had been crying for 10 minutes or so, and they hadn't been attended to, and then there was one particular cry that just prompted our attention, and when I later reversed that, it said, "Mummy," and that was the very first reverse word I heard on my children, and I'm sure a lot of parents that are listening to your program tonight can remember there's those specific cries from the children that seem to pierce the heart. There's one cry that will get your attention, one cry that won't.
That's right.
And I've used this extensively in my practice too, particularly with the suspected molestation cases. One of the problems with working with children is what are they really thinking? What is really going on inside there? What damage has been done? And the applications that reverse speech has in child psychology is just endless.
All right, well, why don't you give us some examples of children?
Okay, well, we'll start off with the favorite one that you liked last time. And
stood
this
my hair on end.
Yeah, right. This is when they're 7 months of age, and I'm running around the room with a tape player and going, you know, talk backwards to daddy, talk backwards to daddy. And my daughter suddenly sees this tape player in my hand, and she reaches out for it with interest. She wants to know what this is. And so I'll play forwards first that particular cry. So here we go. Quite a simple baby sound.
Typical gibberish, right?
Correct. And backwards it says, "What's that?" And that's quite clear.
Quite clear.
Quite clear.
What's that? And that is exactly how a child would say it.
Exactly. Oh, sure. It has the typical baby sound to it. Let me move on and play another one on kids. This is at 13 months of age, and let me set the scene up a little bit. My daughter was in the bath, and she was trying to pick up a cup, and she was pushing the cup along, and she couldn't pick it up. And then she looks up to me, reaches out her hands, and says, "Forwards, daddy." Okay.
Right.
So I'm going to run this forwards first, and listen for the sound. Daddy, right at the very end, okay?
All right.
Okay, and that was forward.
What I thought I heard was dad, dad, dad.
Right. That was at the beginning, dad, dad, dad. And at the, yeah, I, it's, it, you're quite correct. It was an imperfectly formed. Dad.
Right, exactly. All right.
Now, backwards, we don't have any of that dad. Backwards, she says, "David, help me." A very clear sound. And the interesting thing was that the David occurs on the imperfectly formed word daddy. So what she's actually doing is she's connecting the concepts together. Daddy, David. David, daddy. The two are the same.
Of course.
So here we go. David, help me.
Oh, my God.
And that should have been fairly clear.
Oh, it was. Oh, God. Give it to me again, if you would, at regular speed backwards.
Sure. Here we go.
Oh, man, that's eerie.
Spooky stuff.
It's actually ethereal sounding. It's almost ghost-like, David.
Right. It does have that sense to it. It really does, especially when you look at normal, at just regular conversations. I've been playing a lot of political stuff on the air, and that's being processed sound, so you lose the real magic of the way reversals sound in regular conversation. And yeah, they've got this ghost-like quality to it, which is why it's been given this satanic occultic label to it. And it's just a different sound, and it almost sounds like an echo sometimes.
That's
right.
That
is because it's not just one voice speaking. It is the totality of the human mind speaking. And,
oh, that's weird.
And the human mind is composed of thousands of different parts. I mean, consciousness is not one single entity, but it's a combination of the whole. And you get this echoey, dual voice sound.
That is not added echo. That
no.
is the way it comes out. And that's if you doubt that and you've got a computer, just use your own computer and take an example, record my program here or get a recording of it, and take the forward speech and reverse it on your own computer, and they'll end up with the same result, right?
Absolutely correct. Oh, yeah. It's quite easy to tell I'm not doctoring these tapes. Just reverse my forward, just the reverse reversal, and you'll hear the forward soundtrack. That's a very easy test.
That is really odd sounding. All right, any other
youngins? Well, actually, yeah, let's look at another kid's one. This is a little bit older. This is in an Aussie accent. This is at so maybe a little bit difficult to hear forwards. This is at 3 years of age, and Two kids playing, and one notices that the other one has an inoculation mark on her arm.
Right.
And she says, do you have an injection? Okay, which is Aussie for, well, I think you use that term here. So here we go forward.
Do you have an injection? But what's it mean? Make you better.
And she says, do you have an injection? What do you mean to make you better? And backwards it says, I hated them. Absolutely. That's exactly what you would expect a child to say. And
of
did you
course.
Notice that echoey type sound to it?
I absolutely did. An ethereal sort of sound. It was
correct.
Really these particular ones, the children really do stand my hair on end, because this is before, well, not in this case, but the earlier case was before forward speech.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely. Well, let me play you one more on kids. I don't know whether I played this one on your show last week or not, but we'll play it again anyway.
If I did.
And this is where I moved one of my child from one room to another, and I was setting up the table to record, and I just moved my daughter from the lounge room to the kitchen. Okay, so that's the scene. And so we'll run it forward first. Here we go. Okay, now I'll run it backwards, and the reversal says, I now come here, you know, from one room to the next. And notice the typical sing-song tone. This is very typical of reverse speech. I now come here.
Oh, my God.
And that's quite clear, too.
Oh, that's too clear.
Yeah.
And again, the very same sound. Now, the audience ought to know, when you're listening to reverse speech, generally, you just get a bunch of gibberish that doesn't have that ethereal sound to it. And when you stumble into a reversal, there is that ethereal sound.
Correct. Correct. Well, listen, let me move on to another one in speech then, okay? You sure better hear this one. I'm just, I wasn't planning on playing this one, but let's pull it up anyway. And, oh, I just saw another one on kids I should play you too, but I'm just loading this file up now. This is a client. This is from a client session, and I need to say that any client sessions I play, I have full permission to play these examples, okay? And this is a client of mine who has just finished the entire session process, okay? And I'm asking for his reaction.
David, wait.
Yes.
Wait. We are at the top of the hour, so
okay.
Let us hold this one for the audience that joins us after the top of the hour. You played a series of children.
Correct.
Your own children, and I guess others.
Yeah, they were ours as well.
All right, they had prompted this question before we move on. Would you ask David to comment on this? His study of children's backward speech prompted this thought. For a long time, I believe that up until the age of 2 years old, children are still connected with a spiritual or etheric world. And about the time the terrible twos hit, they seem to lose that connection with the spiritual plane. Have you found any evidence that would support that theory?
Not specifically, no. Reversals are very, very simple and basic, like they are in forward speech. You know, mummy, daddy, hungry, help. Metaphors begin at around about 12 months of age, and by metaphors I mean a very large proportion of the language in reverse speech is metaphoric in nature, speaking in pictures and images. And
as you get older, does the ethereal sound that we heard begin to change?
You lose the impact of it, yes. So if one could consider right brain communication as being spirit communication, then it depends on what you mean by that. It's that word, the meaning varies from person to person. So yes, the etheric sound that you're hearing in the young children does drop off as they get older. Reverse speech is very much a spiritual language too. It speaks extensively about the state of the soul, about our connection with God, our mission in
yes.
life, and they get stronger as you get older. the children don't talk much about that. And as once they get to the twos and the threes, the word soul and God begins to creep into the reversal. So,
oh, really?
So in what I've found would actually maybe show the opposite of that.
It's, all right.
It's
let
difficult
me...
to tell. I've never been asked that question.
Well, it's a good one. All right. Now, here's another good one. Art, I'm never going to forget giving my nephew a cup of water to drink. And I heard him say, it's good. Only problem was, he couldn't talk at the time. He was only mouthing sounds. Can somebody occasionally hear reverse sound? It was eerie to have heard the words from a child that wasn't saying more than dada or mama.
Right. Most definitely, yes. See, it's been well documented for quite some time that the brain is capable of reversing functions. I mean, in one sense, what I'm saying is not out of keeping with accepted theories about how the human mind works.
Sure.
Dyslexia, for example, is a condition where, in extreme cases, they will actually reverse the sounds of words.
All right, I think I asked you about this earlier, David. You have a speech impediment.
Correct.
How does that affect, and I'm sure you've studied others with speech impediments, as well as yourself, how does that affect reversals? Are there more of them, fewer of them, harder to detect?
No,
or
when my speech stutter clicks in, my whole system shuts down, and I actually don't have reversals of my speech stutter. It's like my whole left and right brain goes into a lock trying to get it out, which is an unusual observation. I would have expected to see the opposite, but when my natural speech stutter clicks in, occasionally I'll hear a speech reversal, but not very often.
All right, let's move on. I know you've got some more, you've got another child's example.
Correct. This one is a really, this is a very interesting example. One of the things we see in reverse speech is that we'll often get a mirror image. The reverser will use exactly the same words as the forwards, but the words will not be a reversal of each other. So you get the same words backwards and the same words forwards, but they're not occurring on the same words, if that makes sense. And so you get this mirror projection. So here is my daughter, actually, at 6 years of age, and she's just run away from home. Well, she just finished running away from home, and I followed her the whole time, and I was watching her, okay?
Oh,
so we're talking about this forwards, okay?
Yes.
So here we go.
I was following you, watching you, I was hiding behind the car, what you were doing.
Okay, and you can tell from her tone, I never knew that.
That's right.
Yeah, and so backwards she says, Daddy never knew. In other words, I didn't know that she was actually knew I was following her. And so when she says, I never knew that, and reverses to Daddy never knew. Daddy didn't know that I knew. So I'm going to run it backwards at three speeds. Daddy never knew. And then I'm going to run it forwards, backwards, forwards, backwards. And you'll hear we've got the same word backwards as we do forwards, but they're not a reversal of each other.
All right.
So here we go. Daddy never knew at three speeds.
Daddy never knew.
Wow.
Daddy never knew.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, so now I'll run it forwards, backwards, forwards, backwards. Okay?
All right, yes,
and
please.
You'll hear this peculiar mirror image of effect, very common in reverse speech.
All right.
I never knew that. Daddy never knew. I never knew that. Daddy never knew.
So, there we have a true mirror image.
Yeah. In other words, there she is affirming in reverse speech,
right.
in essence, what she's saying in forward.
Basically correct, yeah. Yeah, so we have a total mirror image situation.
Oh, that was very, very clear.
Yeah, yeah. Very, well, you know, children's reversals are extremely clear. They really... Well, you know, and it...
I hate to ask you to do this, but very quickly, if you would please, go back for this new audience who joined us at 1 o'clock Pacific time and play that one of your child going from one room to another.
Oh, okay. Let me just queue that up on the computer, and while I'm queuing it up, I'll just set it up again. I just moved my child from one room to another for the purpose of taping. I just set up the table with my microphones. I was looking for speech reversals. So I'll run it forward first, and you will hear a typical baby sound forward. So here we go. So forward, she says, me, my, maida. That's the pronunciation. It's just typical sound. And backwards, at three C's, it says, I now come here.
Oh, that's eerie, and I wanted them to hear that sort of ethereal, weird sound.
Right.
All right. All right, let's move on now to some new material. I know that you are going to be taping the debates.
Correct.
But I also know that you've been taping Bill Clinton for some time now.
I've been taping Bill Clinton for quite some time. He's a fascinating character. He really is. Let me move on to one I found this week, okay?
Sure.
This is top news. So he's talking about the Middle East crisis.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just loaning this one up now. And when you hear these reversals, by the way, you'll hear how in the media they lose that sing-song tone to it because reversals have been processed. And they're actually, the speech has been processed. You're using compressed sound, and you lose the top of the waves, the waveform's clipped off, and so the reversal has a more of a robotic tone to it.
Okay sure.
So here he is talking about Middle East crisis.
Secretary Christopher has talked with Prime Minister Netanyahu more than once, and we have been in touch several times with Chairman Arafat.
Now, I'll play the reversal at three speeds. Think carefully about the implications of this reversal. What is he really saying? The reversal says the loan behind them. The loan behind them.
Oh.
The loan behind them.
Oh, yes.
The loan behind them.
Yes.
The loan behind them.
Very clear.
Very clear.
The loan behind them.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Other reversals I found on this whole Middle East situation suggest that there's financial support going towards it, backing both sides by the way it looks. If you listen very carefully what he's saying forward, maybe I'll run that forwards again.
Okay? Yeah, please.
We'll run it forwards again. Now I'm getting into some of the controversial stuff now.
No, I don't care.
Okay, so here we go. I'll run it forward, and I'll just keep it going backwards at three speeds. Bear in mind, reverse speech is complementary. Whatever you're saying forwards, the reversal relates to that and adds extra information to it or confirms it or denies it.
Right.
So here it is forwards and backwards.
Secretary Christopher has talked with Prime Minister Netanyahu more than once, and we have been in touch several times with Chairman Arafat.
Backwards again, the loan behind
them. The loan behind them. The loan behind them. The loan behind them.
Oh, that could not be more clear.
Yeah, absolutely. These things are extremely clear. They're occurring once every 5 or 10 seconds of speech, and I'm quite frankly stunned that no one's ever found this before. You know, it's a common functional language. It's there all the time, and, you know, people have been playing tapes backwards for years. You know, it's
well, yeah, but I'm telling you, and I said this last time, and I'm going to say it again now, you know, some guys in suits are going to come see you.
Yes, it's a topic I would prefer to avoid at this stage. I'm just wanting to get my technology out, but I understand what you're saying.
Maybe the guys will come see me.
Well, you know, the secret is, the trick is to get this technology out to the public as fast as we possibly can.
And it's the end, yeah, but it's the end of secrets.
Sorry?
It's the end of secrets. It's the end of politics.
Oh, absolutely. This will change the whole state of civilization. I mean, our entire political structure is built on the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. Lies and deceits and cons, and our world has degenerated into such a horrible state.
I know it, David, but you know, have you ever been in an encounter group where everybody swears, maybe they don't do it, but they, for the most part, they do, to tell the absolute truth? These things end up in fistfights.
Oh, absolutely they do. We like it or not, the day of truth has now arrived.
Yeah.
And we better learn to deal with it fast, or the whole world will degenerate into fist fights. This is a technology with just monumental ramifications. Must be honest.
All right, let's hear some more on Mr. Clinton.
Okay, here's Bill Clinton, the forwards. He's talking about the criticisms he's getting from the Republicans about his policies, okay?
Oh, yes.
There's been study after study after study saying that I have either done or worked very hard to do 80% of what I outlined in 1992. One book just came out and said it was over 90%. One scholar said I'd kept a higher percentage of my commitments in the last five presidents.
He's just had a whole lot of intensive questioning. Obviously, he doesn't like the criticism thrown at him, because reversal says, I deserve Bob's silence. Now, that's very significant. He uses the name Bob Dole. It's very common in reverse speech to hear names in reverse. And a lot of the work I've done with police, well, some of the work I've done with police have actually had full names of accomplices in crime.
I deserve Bob's silence.
I deserve Bob's silence.
Let's hear it.
Deserve Bob's silence.
All right.
Fairly clear.
All right. It's fairly clear, but and I could hear that. But
yeah.
You know what I noticed about that particular clip?
Yeah.
Is that there were not a lot of high frequency range in it, and I think I guess I would ask you, does the clipping of the high frequency range cause you a problem in reversals?
Yes, it definitely does. Reverse speech is very much a tonal language. It comes from the right brain hemisphere, and the right brain hemisphere is very emotional in nature, and it's the tonality. It's as the speech becomes more emotionally expressive, as the tonality varies, the reversals get clearer and clearer and clearer. And one way for the politicians to actually reduce their reversals is to talk in a very monotone voice. And if they use speech processing or scrambling, they could actually reduce reversals down to a bare minimum. So there is a way to get out of it. But as soon as they get emotional, as soon as they get passionate, they're in big trouble.
What do you think you could do with this, David?
Oh, I would. That sounds spookier than reverse speech, you know.
Yeah, that's a masking device, of course,
right.
which I have a lot of fun with.
And that will tend to reduce reversals down. Okay, there's another one on Bill Clinton. This is Bill Clinton. He's in a fairly intensive interview, and you'll hear his voice crack now. He's been accused of moral acts and dishonesty.
Oh.
And he gets emotional now, okay?
All right.
You'll hear it almost sounds like he's on the verge of tears.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
There still has not been a single solitary shred of evidence of anything dishonest that I have done in my public life, not only as governor, and as president.
And backwards he says, denied the habits, and I said, damn you. Denied the habits, and I said, damn you.
Denied the habits, and I said, damn you.
Whoa!
Denied the habits, and I said, damn you. Denied the habits, and I said, damn you.
And that one's relatively clear.
Let me tell you what, that was most easily heard at the regular speed reverse. Hit that one again.
Okay, let's just back
regular
up.
Speed reverse.
Okay, regular speed reverse.
Yeah, that was quite clear.
Right, and let me do it one more time at regular speed.
All right.
Yeah, and it's an interesting reversal because he says deny the habits. The implication is, well, the habits are there, and I'm getting quite aggressive about this. You know, leave me alone, you know.
Would you say that President Clinton is fertile reverse speech ground?
Oh, he's incredible. I've got hundreds of examples on Bill Clinton. He's a very complex character. You know?
Oh, he is indeed.
Yeah,
David, we're at the bottom of the hour. Crank out some more of the best of Bill Clinton. We'll do that when we come back, all right?
Okay.
Would you please ask David to explain to us where we can get the equipment to play tapes backwards? Do we? What do we ask for? How do we do it?
You need to call my office at 619-732-3097. We're currently out of stock, but we have a backload of orders. We'll have new stock in 2 or 3 weeks. They need to call in now and pre-order them.
All right, give me the number. Give me the number again, please.
619-732-3097. And while I'm about it, let's give a number to buy my book. My book will be out in 2 weeks.
What is the name of your book?
It's Reverse Speech, Voices from the Unconscious.
Reverse Speech, Voices from the Unconscious.
Yeah.
How much is your book?
It comes with an audio cassette tape, and it's selling for $27.95. With the tape included.
All right.
There's also a 4-tape series that you can buy separate to that that's full of reversals of politicians and celebrities, media, news, etc. And you can buy all of this from my publisher. So let me give you that number. This is only for the book and the tape.
All right, who is your publisher?
It's a Promotions Publication in San Diego, California.
All right.
And the number is 1-800-231-1776. That's 1-800-231-1776.
I'm sure your publisher is not unhappy about all the attention suddenly.
My publisher is extremely happy. In point of fact, he was telling me this week he has never pre-sold as many books as he has prior to release as he has with this.
Well,
I
can see why. Clearly, I can see why. All right, back to our friend Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton. Well, you know, let me start off with a light example first. I don't want to get myself into too much trouble here, okay? And I'm going to do a small clip from his inauguration first.
Okay.
And this is actually not Bill speaking. This is someone announcing the inauguration. I want you to notice very carefully about how he talks about the outgoing President George Bush.
Okay? Sure.
Today, our nation bids a gracious goodbye to an outgoing administration and warmly welcomes in a new one as William Jefferson Clinton takes office as the 42nd President of the United States.
I just want to run one small clip of that forward again. Listen to the nice, eloquent way he's saying goodbye to George Bush.
A gracious goodbye to an outgoing administration.
And backwards he says, you're fired.
Oh, my God. You're fired.
So let me run that forwards and backwards again, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, and I've got a little bit of processing on this one. This is the only example you'll hear. Well, it's not really processing. I've just got some echo on the reverse. This one is hilarious. Forwards and backwards.
Today, our nation bids a gracious goodbye to an outgoing administration.
And I'm sure most people would agree that's really what happened to the Bush administration. It wasn't so much that Clinton was elected, it was the fact that George Bush was fired.
No, that's absolutely true. And the incoming administration, that was almost like the Neil Armstrong one small step for man.
Absolutely correct. I've got things that the Jay Leno show and Saturday Night Live would eat up. These things are so hilarious sometimes. They have you rolling in the aisles. So we're back on to Bill Clinton again, okay?
Sure. And we will give equal time. We've got Bob Dole here somewhere, I'm sure.
That's right. Well, look, I'll do two more on Clinton and then we'll move on to Bob Dole.
Oh, good. All right, fine.
Now, I need to stress, you know, it's the America's popular, well, actually the world's popular pastime to knock out politicians. And there's certainly reversals on Bill Clinton that call for some serious questioning. But he's not all that bad. In point of fact, I've noticed in the last year his reversals have shifted. And he's actually got a fair bit of passion for his job now, which really wasn't there when he first came into office, okay? So I want to present the good side as well.
The good side of Bill Clinton.
Okay, so here he is. Here he is talking about America. I don't know. I think I might have played this one last time, but this is talking about an American plane that was shot down over Cuba. Okay?
Yes.
All charter air travel
from the United States to Cuba will be suspended indefinitely.
And Bacchus, he says, denounce this evil.
Denounce this evil.
Oh, yes.
Denounce this evil. Denounce this evil.
Well, here's clearly,
okay.
So clearly, David, clearly, he really meant that.
He really meant that. Yes, he really did. He really did. And there is, you know, Bill Clinton is some parts of him are extremely congruent. You know, he really does care for the
nation.
Oh
yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Now here he is. Here he is on the election campaign trail. I think this was this week or last week as well. I've been doing a lot of recordings lately. And he's stirring up the crowd. Okay.
Sure.
My vision today is what it was 4 years ago. I want the American dream of opportunity for all.
And if, you know, I want the American dream of opportunity for all. And backwards he says, I can see your soul.
The vessel says, I can see your soul.
Oh my God.
I can see your soul.
Oh, that was, you know, the regular speed reverse was the best.
Okay, do you want me to run that back at reg? Again?
Please.
You know what it is, Art, of course. You're getting an ear for it, too. I mean, you've heard this for 2 hours of previous week, and now we're on to our second hour now.
That's true.
And I find, you know, when I first run these to people, they don't hear them the first time, and I've got to slow them down. But once you get an ear for them, you normally can hear them first shot. You know, I can run a tape backwards now, and I can pull out the reversals just as like it was forwards.
All right.
But it takes new students a while to get to that stage. So let me run that again at normal speed.
Please.
Oh, I can hear you also.
There we go.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I can see your soul.
Sure.
Okay, so let's move. It's only fair to give equal time here. So let's move on to Bob Dole. And after that, I want to look at, I want to play a reversal on Robert Tilton, the infamous evangelist from Dallas, Texas.
Oh, yes, all right.
Yeah, so, because no one escapes the scrutiny of reverse speech. Okay, so we're going to do two or three. Let's just, I've got about four reversals here in a row on Dole. So,
all right.
The first one is a very congruent reversal. I think I played this last week. This is when he resigns from the Senate.
And, that's right.
Yeah, and you can hear the passion in his voice forward.
You do not lay claim to the office you hold. It lays claim to you. Your obligation is to bring to it the gifts you can of labor and honesty, and then to depart with grace.
And he's speaking quite genuine forwards, as the speech reversal says, it's an honor.
It's an honor. It's an honor. It's an honor.
That was clear at any speed.
That one's very clear, yeah.
And that was the moment when he was resigning from the Senate, and
correct.
You know that was heartfelt. That had to be
absolutely.
Heartfelt. It was all his life's work.
Absolutely. Okay, now the next one, he's talking about some of the bad press he's getting, you know, talking about he didn't get particularly good press at one stage, and well, some people might say he's still not.
Well, that's right, he's had a rough go of it.
Yeah, he really has. And so here he is forward saying, you know, this doesn't bother me because now I can move forward, okay? So here we go.
The press does not lean our way. And many Beltway pundits confidently dismiss my chances of victory. I do not find this disheartening. I do not find it discouraging. For this is where I touch the ground.
Okay, now backwards, we hear a slightly different story. And he says in reverse, those jerks, have they now finally done him?
Wow.
Here we go, three speed.
The jerks have been out finally down him.
The jerks have been out, found it down him. The jerks have been out, found it down him.
And that's quite clear, too. And
revealing how he really feels about
that's
the press.
That's how he really feels. Actually, let's play that one again. Forwards and backwards.
All right, sure.
And notice the complementarity. I want to stress the actual theory of reverse speech, which is the forwards and the reverse directly relate to each other.
Sure.
Here it is, forwards and backwards.
The press does not lean our way, and many Beltway pundits confidently dismiss my chances of victory. I do not find this disheartening. I do not find it discouraging. For this is where I touch the ground.
Now, backwards.
Yurks has denounced Donnydamian.
There we go.
All right. Now, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
The forward portion of that speech that you played.
Yes.
Was in actual length of time quite a bit longer than the reverse portion.
Oh, okay. I know what you're saying. Yeah,
and so what actual portion did you, if you were to give me only the equivalent amount forward and the equivalent amount backward.
Okay. What I'm doing now is I'm actually on my computer, I'm reversing the entire track. Okay. So I'll run the whole track, but it takes a little bit of time for my computer to process this.
All right.
And you'll actually hear the reversal amongst the gibberish. See, When I play these for air, I've actually isolated the reversal.
I understand. Isolated the reversal. I wanted that to be clear to the audience because they're sitting out there saying, now, wait a minute, the reversal's very short compared to the forward.
Correct. I play the entire forward so you can get the context, and my computer's still reversing this track. It's one of the reasons why computers are a little bit difficult to find reversal. I mean, you can find them quite easily, but they're very time-consuming.
Yes.
Know? So it's still,
do you generally,
clicking over
right,
here.
Right, David, do you generally, do your reversal work with a reverse tape recorder and then go to computer?
Correct. I find all my examples on tape first, and then I transfer them to computer for public play.
I've got you.
Yeah, what I used to do when I did my lectures and radio interviews a few years ago, before I had the luxury of computers, I had them all in separate tapes, and I had to, you know, I'd have all these 50 or 60 tapes, and it was very time consuming, you know.
Well, then the advent of the computer, particularly the faster computers, was important for you.
Oh, extremely important. It streamlined my entire operation down, and now it's just a matter of bringing up a WAV file. It makes my presentations a lot smoother.
Sure.
So here we go. I'll play this whole soundtrack backwards.
All right.
Okay, and you'll hear the reversal mixed in amongst the gibberish.
And wait a minute. What is it he says again?
I haven't discussed that over the scissor. The jerks have been out, found it down here. The jerks have been out, found it out. It's good that the smash down, so it's good.
Okay.
Oh no, that was very clear. I caught it very easily.
Yeah, and you know, I keep on saying time and time again, I'm amazed people haven't found this stuff before. And actually, let me run that backwards again, and notice the slight pause in the gibberish. There's a break in the gibberish just before the reversal occurs. There's a break after, and you'll hear how the gibberish has this monotone sound, and then the reversal has this completely different tone.
Okay.
Okay, so run it back again.
My iron gets stuck down over the scissor. The jerks have been out, found it down here. The jerks have been out, found it out. It's good that the smash down.
Yeah.
That was very clear. And you're right, there was a pause, and then there it was.
That's exactly right.
I'm glad you did that.
Then that's normally how they appear. So, you know, if you're listening to your favorite politician and you hear that characteristic pause, you know that there's a reversal being delivered right there. And now my computer's locked up again while I'm reversing the file back again, so I won't play it the forward backwards. Next time I bring this example up. So.
Okay.
Okay.
You probably have some more Bob Dole. We need to give Bob Dole equal time.
I'm in a little bit of a lock mode right now while it's reprocessing the sound. So for the affiliates who've joined in, let me just restate my theory once again. While we're waiting for my computer to get ready.
All right.
My entire theory is that the process of spoken communication is twofold. As the human brain is constructing the sounds of speech, it's constructing it in such a way that two messages are communicated simultaneously. One is forward, which is as you're hearing me speak now, and the other one is in reverse from the unconscious mind. Now, this is actually a communication process. We are all receiving the reversals from others all the time, and we normally recognize these messages as intuition. That gut sense or feeling that there's more going on than what meets the eye.
Sure.
Okay. So and I'm just learning up another example now, and this is Bob Dole commenting on Bill Clinton's tax policy.
Now we have a Republican Congress, but we had a president who vetoed balanced budgets and submitted budgets for deaths as far as the eye can see.
And backwards, he says, the guy's off his head, which is probably how a lot of people feel.
And the guy's off his head. And the guy's off his head. And the guy's off his head.
There we go. And if you want me to, I can reverse this track too.
No, that's all right. I bet that's exactly how he feels too.
I'm sure that's exactly how he feels. Let me just run another one on dial with a similar sentiment to that. It's actually from the same speech. So he's got these things running. We're loading it up now, and here we are forward.
Bill Clinton says that he and his party, and I use a quote, he said, we are unawfully opposed to our tax relief program. Frankly, I didn't think there was such a thing as a Clinton position that couldn't be altered.
Okay. And that was, he says, he needs his lesson real good.
He needs his lesson real good.
He needs his lesson real good. He needs his lesson real good.
There we go.
He needs his lesson real good.
See, doesn't reverse speech at a whole different field of politics. It really does, you know. For the first time ever, the people now have a way to find out what our politicians are really thinking. No need for expensive lie detectors anymore that we don't have access to. It's just simply a matter of running a tape backwards.
David.
Yes.
There are some people that can beat lie detectors because they are congenital liars. In other words, they probably believe their own lies. Now, Bill Clinton has been accused of being that kind of a person, or the kind of a person who will say to the people exactly what they want to hear, and at the moment he says it, he believes it.
You cannot escape reverse speech. Reverse speech is completely unconscious. No matter if you even believe your own lies, reversals will communicate the truth. Because, see, the lies are just coming from the conscious mind, and that's only 5% of the human mind. And the 95% that we don't have access to is what is speaking in reverse.
They're going to get you.
In my 13 years of work, I've never, ever found that someone can trick or deceive reverse speech. I tried myself many times. You know, I've tried to lie as congruently as I can. You know, I put myself into hypnotic trance and completely programmed my mind to believe what I'm saying. You cannot deceive reverse speech.
But if you, at the time you're saying it, believe it yourself, and again, I use the example of somebody who can beat a lie detector test. If you believe it yourself, isn't it going to come out affirming what you've said? Or are you telling me no matter what?
No matter what, will get the truth in reverse.
Well, that's terribly dangerous, David. Dangerous. Dangerous. I mean, if the world is going to have to begin telling the truth.
Absolutely.
Or be subject to David John Oates revealing what the truth is.
Well, not just David John Oates, but all the people out there now who now know that this is real. It's not just me. I'm putting the message out for everyone. You know, now obviously I'm a fan of the technology, but this technology is available for all.
I know, but this would be the end of politics as we know it.
It will be the end of a lot of things as we know it. You know, a lot of end time prophecies talk about the last days coming, monumental shockwave.
All right, we'll get to that. Stay right where you are. Rest. We'll be right back. This is CBC. I'm Art Bell. Stay right there.
This is the CBC Radio Network.
Yeah.
That guy's going to find you.
Welcome to the world of reverse speech.
All right, now let's plow some new territory.
Okay.
And, I know. Give us a few, if you wouldn't mind, a few O.J. Simpsons.
Yes, okay. You know what? I've got a slight problem with O.J. Not on radio, I don't. I've actually signed an exclusive television broadcast agreement for O.J. Simpson.
Okay. All right.
That
will
air shortly. But that's only for television. So let me just play a couple. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Right. The first one I'm playing, I want you to listen very carefully to what he's saying forward. Now, in light of the implications of reverse speech, that from now on, all we have to do to find out what someone is thinking and feeling is to run a tape recording of speech backwards and watch, listen very carefully what O.J. is saying forwards.
The worst thing you can have, that you can ever have, is have your argument tape. I would say, anybody out there that's married or is in a relationship, just turn a tape recorder on the next time you have an argument and play it back. You will not believe that was you.
I just want to isolate one section forwards again.
All right.
Turn a tape recorder on the next time you have an argument and play it back. You will not believe that was you.
And backwards he says, I skinned them all.
I skinned them all. I skinned them all. I skinned them all.
And that's O.J. Just turn a tape recorder on next time, because the truth that we all speak is embedded backwards into the sounds of our speech.
Thanks.
It's actually a very ironic example, because the unconscious mind, already knowing that reverse speech exists and has always existed, has effectively set O.J. up, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's look at one more on O.J. One of the implications of reverse speech is that everything that is contained within the unconscious mind has the ability to appear in reverse. And so when you are relaying an event that happened to you in the past, and if you relay this event in a false manner, in other words, you say something different happened than what actually did happen.
Right.
The reversal will correct your story. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So in light of that, OJ's talking forwards about, he's claiming he's a very understanding, compassionate man. Okay. Here we go forward.
Turn a tape recorder on the next time.
I'm sorry, wrong one.
Okay.
When she had some very emotional issues with the men that she was involved with, she came to me. I don't think a woman would do that if she felt that this person was insensitive or abusive, and certainly not jealous or possessive.
And back with me here, what he really said to her, which is, damn your lust, never see lovers. And once again, notice the tone of the reversal. It has that peculiar sing-song sound to it. Damn your lust, never see lovers.
Damn your lust, never see lovers.
God, that's clear.
Damn your lust, never see lovers.
There we go.
My ear must be getting attuned, because the normal speed reversal sounds the clearest to me.
Huh. Do you want me to run that again at normal speed?
Sure.
Okay, let me just cue this up. And yes, that's quite correct, Art. You're getting used to it now, you know. It takes a few hours of hearing these things to get used to. Plus the fact you've been a ham radio operator for years.
That's right.
So you're used to listening to audio, and particularly this curious sound, which sounds very similar to single sideband transmission.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something, David. I'm getting a lot of faxes here, and I'm not the only one hearing it clearly. Every fax I'm getting is just saying, terrific, I can hear it clearly, blah, 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 on and on. Right. So I'm not the only one.
Okay, well, okay, great. That's fantastic. Okay, so here we go. I'll just run it forward.
Danielos, never see lovers.
There we go.
That was just clear as can be. Damn your lust, never see lovers.
Yeah, and I better not play any more on O.J. I've signed an exclusive contract for the O.J. reversals, and that's with Extra Television, airing on October the 30th. So if you want to, which, by the way, is my birthday.
Oh!
So that's a very significant date.
All right, happy birthday. All right, look, I'm going to just let you wander now where you want to go.
Okay.
And just give us examples of whatever you've got.
Well, there's hundreds of them, thousands. Let's move on to Robert Tilton.
This
one queued up three or four times to play, and we've moved away from it. Robert Tilton, we're very well-known TV evangelist. I've got to tell you, tele-evangelists do not come off very well in reverse speech.
No, uh-huh.
They really don't. And reverse speech has got a big message to say to the whole religious community. And this also addresses your question about, if someone really believes what they're saying, will the reversals confirm that will they lie? And no, they will not. No matter how fervently you believe in something forwards, the backwards is always the truth. So I've got two reversals on Robert Tilton. Here he is forwards first.
Come on, people. Give me a little break. You make the decision if you're going to listen or repeat the lies of the devil, or you're going to buckle under and stay with me. And you know something?
All right.
Okay, so there he is, forwards and backwards. He says, I'm selling your grief. I'll still run it at three speeds because you've got some new affiliates joined us.
Excuse me, I'm selling your grief?
I'm selling your grief.
All right, let her rip.
Exactly what TV evangelists do.
All right, well.
I'm selling your grief. I'm selling your grief. I'm selling your grief.
There we go.
Oh, my.
And here we have another one of Robert Tilton, and this occurred about 2 minutes later.
Okay.
We're just going to keep on going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Not to be big, but just to help and reach more people. JC, is the bank and the FBI investigating that employee?
A very loyal, heartfelt plea.
I kind of like that forward, actually.
Yeah, I know. It's classic. And the backwards, he says, keep on stealing it. I have sinned.
Oh, my.
You'll be thrown to your net lay has seized him.
Keep on stealing it. I have sinned.
Exactly correct.
You know, David, you know, some of the things that you're playing probably could get you into trouble, except that they are not manipulated.
Correct.
It is simply playing that person's speech in reverse.
Correct. All I'm doing is quoting what they have said. You know, I'm not altering this.
No,
I'm not manipulating this. This is using their own words, forwards and backwards. And this will be the trend of the future. Let us examine forward and reverse.
All right, all right. Here's a question for you that goes with what we just did.
Yes.
Art, ask David if he ever tried this on someone speaking in tongues like the Pentecostals do.
Yes, I have. I did quite a lot of work on it about 10 years ago, recording speaking tongues, or glossolalia is the correct term for it. It has the same type of reversals as normal forward speech. I've found reversals that praise God. I've found reversals that say I'm possessed by Satan. And I've found reversals that talk about the roast in the oven waiting for him after the church service.
Do you actually have one that you can pick out when the break comes here that says I am possessed by Satan?
I don't have speaking tongues on my computer, but sure, I'll have to go to my other system.
Or do you have any that deal with Satan in general?
Sure, let me go and change systems here, okay?
No problem.
Two computers here. One is a laptop I use for public air, and then all my main ones are stored on my main...
Hard drive, I understand. All right, yeah. Well, we've got a break here.
Yeah, when I'm training my new students, most students cannot hear metaphors for at least 6 months.
Well,
it takes a long time to train your ears.
Well, then imagine what we can't hear.
Correct. So
okay.
I'm sorry. I jumped. You asked me a question about Satan, and I went straight into my deep research. Okay, so let's do this again. See the wolf fallen in the lake.
See the wolf fallen in the lake.
Clear.
Okay.
Clear.
Now, wolf is a metaphor for our motivation, our hunter and protector. Lake is a metaphor for overwhelming emotions. So the reversal is describing a man who is drowning a sea of emotions, and it's stifling his ability to move forward, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay, so here's another client talking about wolf, and this is all in the same file, so I'm playing it two together. And this man has finished session work with me. He's gone through all the trances, and he's talking about a new direction he has in his life. So I'll run it forward first.
Just implement the program that I've got in my mind. I mean, I can see it. I can actually see it working. You know, and all the things that I read say that it's a service that people want.
Now, can you hear that one okay?
Yes.
Okay. And backwards he says, I've got a new wolf within me. I've got a new wolf within me.
All right. All right.
Is that one clear?
Clear.
Good.
Yes,
okay.
I could hear that.
Yeah, okay, good. I'm sorry. I moved into metaphors far too far.
No, that's quite all right. I'll tell you what. Let us move back to people that we know in the public arena, because people can identify with voices that they know.
Correct. Well, let's look at a voice that everyone there should know, and this is you speaking.
Me?
You.
We just ran out of time. No, go ahead. What the hell?
Okay, this is right at the start of my when I had my first interview with you couple of weeks ago, and you're explaining the primitive mode I'm using. I'm holding a speaker up to the phone. Okay?
Oh, that's right. Yes.
All right. So that we all get some understanding of what we're talking about.
Right.
It's going to be a crude way of doing it. You're going to hold a phone up to a recorder, but I listened earlier and it came through okay.
Yep. Okay. And the reversal says, answer, no mistake, divorce error. It's a simple metaphor, an answer, no mistake, divorce error. And it's a reflection of your desire to want this to go very, very smoothly. I don't want any mistakes here. Okay, holding the speaker up the phones will be a solution, but
all
make
right.
sure you do this correctly, David.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
In answer, no mistake, divorce error.
In answer, no mistake, divorce error. In answer, no mistake, divorce error.
I heard that. I heard the particularly clear was the word divorce.
Yes, correct.
An error.
Correct. Okay, and here's another one on you. This is actually you and me having a conversation, okay?
All right.
Talking about the O.J. Simpson reversal.
That's
here
right.
we go.
My fondest dream is to see O.J. face to face and play him these speech reversals and just see what his reaction is. I would love to do that.
I would love to see that.
Yeah, I think that would be quite an amazing TV special.
Yes, well, he's busy now. He's going back to court again.
Yeah.
Okay, so there we have a little quick chat, and I want to play a small snippet on me again first.
My fondest dreams is to see OJ face to face and play him these speech reversals.
Okay, and backwards I say, gives him the ultimate. I'm actually talking to myself. I'm actually using myself in a third person, but gives him the ultimate. That is my fondest dream, okay?
All right.
Here it is.
It's his me ultimate.
Oh.
And
that's fairly.
Oh, that was very clear.
Yeah.
No, that was very clear.
Okay, and here's you commenting on OJ. Here's the next forward track on you.
Well, he's busy now. He's going back to court again.
Yeah.
And when you say he's going back to court again, you say backwards, may get off.
Hey.
May get off. May get off. Hey, may get off.
Oh, my God.
It'd be quite
and you can, and that one's quite clear.
Oh, that's too clear.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh,
so how does it feel hearing your own speech reversal?
Gives me the jeebie-heebies.
Yeah, it normally does when people hear their own stuff.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that.
Oh, yeah? What was your thoughts as you heard that?
Being stripped bare?
Right. Yeah, that's a very common feedback, because that is what reverse speech does. And one of the great testers of reverse speech is for people to hear their own reversals, because what you're hearing is the voice of your heart speaking, and it goes straight to your heart. And it creates a very interesting effect. I've worked with a couple of attorneys in depositions with reverse speech, and when I have someone's speech reversals, I've developed a technique called reversal feedback, where I build into the conversation people's speech reversals. And if I want to break someone down, all I need to do is say their reversals back to them, and if I can do it in such a way to build it in their conversation, into my speech, then that has a powerful effect. And there was the one case I worked on with an attorney, and we were trying to break someone down, and she just did 3 minutes of reversal feedback, saying the own guy's reversals back to him, and he absolutely freaked out. He got totally angry and upset.
So in other words,
tore the microphone off and stormed out of the interrogation.
Oh, I can believe it. So you could end up being a consultant to really either side in a court case.
Totally correct.
Oh, the power of this is totally, absolutely
this,
awesome.
This is a way to break anyone down.
I can see that clearly, and you were very kind to me. All right, brother, stay right where you are. We'll be back to you in a moment.
This is CBC.
Clear.
Quite clear. And let me run it backwards again. And this time I've actually spliced the soundtrack and inserted the speech reversal. And you'll actually hear me finish my uncompleted sentence. And your R, before I had a chance to complete it, she chips in and responds. Because she's actually responding to the speech reversal.
Okay.
So here we go.
How old have you been smoking?
Since I was 17.
And you're
I'm 47.
And that's quite, I think that's quite a stunning example.
It certainly is.
It explains the whole communication aspect of reverse speech. Here's another one of a very simple nature. I just like to lead into these slowly. I mean, this is such a complex technology. You can't even begin to imagine how far this goes. It explains so many aspects of human intuition. ESP, extrasensory perception. On its deepest levels, it actually describes how ESP occurs over long periods, why someone in England can hear what someone is thinking in the United States. You see, reverse speech contains the totality of the collective unconscious. All secrets, all human talents, all human abilities are buried down in the deep unconscious mind, and reverse speech explains all of these functions, how they all work. It literally, the implications on society are just vast.
I know.
But let's go to a simple one. We'll start slowly. This is another one like how old. This is an interview on Australian television, and it's a man who is suspected of sending his wife a threatening letter. Here we go forward.
Well, she says it was in your handwriting.
Well, then she should produce that letter, and let's have a look. Have you seen the letter?
Yes, I have. Do you want to see it?
Yes.
Okay. Then she should produce that letter. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, yes. That was clear, yes.
Fairly simple conversation. Sure. I want to isolate a small section forward.
Let's have a look. Have you seen the letter?
And backwards he says, I want to see that letter.
I want to see that letter.
I heard that.
I want to see that letter. I want to see that letter.
And that's quite clear.
Quite clear.
And once again, we'll run the conversation forwards with the reversal superimposed. And you'll actually hear how the reporter responds to what he said backwards rather than what he said forwards.
Well, she says it was in your handwriting.
Well, then she should produce that letter, and let's have a look. Have you seen the letter?
I want to see that letter.
Yes, I have. Do you want to see it?
Yes.
And you can see what happens there.
Yes, quite clearly.
Yeah, she responds to the letter. And I'm sure you've had many occasions happen to you where you've been about to say something or you're thinking something, and before you have a chance to say it,
the response comes.
The response comes. And they are receiving and responding to the speech reversals. Just an incredible phenomenon, you know. I'm constantly amazed that the world hasn't beaten the path to my door yet.
Well, it is now going to. I'm just trying to digest what it's going to mean. I, for example, I would think that there would be entire departments within the government listening to the speech of foreign leaders and putting together intelligence estimates based on the reverse speech.
Oh, totally. There's no doubt in my mind that that can happen. The implications are phenomenal.
Yes, they
it's
are.
Phenomenal. It is a significant discovery, probably more so than the telephone or the world is round or the automobile. I mean, and in to some extent, we've been expecting this for decades, for centuries. We've been expecting a major monumental event to happen towards the end of the 20th century. You know, many philosophers and prophets have talked about it happening. I believe without any shadow of a doubt that it is the coming of reverse speech. It is the opening of the unconscious mind. It is the day of truth where we now have no choice. To be honest, the truth is now available for all to hear, and the implications are endless, totally endless.
Do you get any hints about the end times in any reverse speech?
Yes. How far do you want me to go? Once again, I mean, you know, this is a radio program. It's not in radio. A lot of prophecies. The difficulty with interpreting prophecies has been trying to understand what these images mean. Okay?
So again, we move into metaphors, no doubt.
Correct. Now, the wonderful advantage with reverse speech over any other form of discipline in trying to understand metaphors is that we have a reference point to go back to. The reference point is the forward dialogue.
Yes, of course.
And I have compiled an extensive metaphoric dictionary. It contains well over 1,000 different metaphors. And in reverse speech, the metaphors are constant. Reverse speech is a universal language, constant across the board. And I, by going back to the forward dialogue, I have been able to determine with great accuracy what these metaphors mean. I mean, every time you hear the word wolf forward, backward, someone's talking about motivation or protection forward. The
sure.
metaphor goddess talks every time someone mentions that backwards, they're talking about hope for the future. And so when you look at the metaphors of reverse, when you look at some of the great prophecies, like, let's look at Nostradamus, for example. Nostradamus himself said that his insights and vision came from the voice in limbo, to use his exact words. And I believe that is reverse speech, the voice of the unconscious. And when you go back to Nostradamus' prophecies and reread them in the light of the meaning of reverse speech metaphors, and I'm going to release my dictionary in about 2 or 3 months, they all of a sudden make a whole bunch of sense. It actually reads with great precision from beginning to end, and he talks about the last time the beast known to man, suddenly the man will hear the voice of the beast, which that's not a direct quote. I hadn't come prepared to lecture on prophecy tonight, but
right.
But I believe that refers to the metaphors of the unconscious.
David, are you comfortable with the impact this is going to have on our society?
Boy, what a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've wrestled. It's been one of the reasons why I've waited so long to release it. It really has. I've gone through great conscience wrestlings over this, and I've hesitated so long to release this information. But ultimately, I just have to accept that I am a messenger. This is a discovery that has been made that must be heard. I think it's a greater crime of mine to not release it than it is to release it.
Mm-hmm.
If I believe that this is what mankind's been waiting for, if I believe that it has the implications it has, then I'm committing a greater crime by not putting it out there. Does that make sense?
Husbands recording wives.
Sorry?
Wives recording husbands.
Oh, totally. Completely.
Employers recording employees.
The ethical problems are vast. I don't pretend to have the answer to that. I mean, I really don't. I can see Congress and law courts going berserk over
Absolutely.
This. It's the ethical problems are just endless. I have a fairly strict code of ethics in my training class for my students. And
attorneys using it to break down witnesses on the stand,
yes.
As you talked about earlier.
All you have to do is read them a half a dozen key reversals.
And that'll break somebody down.
Yes, it will. I see it in my office every single day. That's one of the reasons I have such great success with therapy.
It's very sobering is what it is. David, hold on, and when we come back, I want to let the audience ask you a few questions.
I think that's probably very appropriate at this time.
I think it is, too. Stay right there. David John Oates is my guest. Special kind of presence to them.
Yes, they do.
And you know them when you hear them. And my ear has become at least attuned enough to begin to recognize that. It is absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
This is clearly a field by itself.
Oh, totally. It doesn't fit into any field currently known. It's a whole new industry, a completely new technology. Yeah.
All right. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with David John Oates. Hi.
Yes, this is Kevin from Phoenix.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
And I've got a couple questions for you, Mr. Oates.
Yes.
And first, I was wondering how did this technology come about? And also, do you think that someday you'll find them on radios like you would like CD players and all?
Well, the technology I've slowly and gradually developed it over the last 13 years. And I need to say that reverse speech is a natural function of the mind. So I have discovered something that has always been in existence, and it was really an accidental discovery. Really, I was running a halfway house for street kids, and we heard about satanic messages in rock and roll, and it began from there. But it's been my whole research has been defining this technology. How does it work? What happens? The various relationships between the forwards and reverse dialogue, etc., etc., etc.
You know, most great discoveries have been accidental.
Right, it's true. It is true. And actually, listen, on that note, let me tell you, let me let the cat out of the bag and tell you a very story that I only tell in my training class.
All right.
I went home that night to rewire a tape player to play it backwards to check the record. But what I don't tell anyone is that the tape player that played backward was already in existence. It was I had a Walkman strapped to my belt a few months earlier, and I was in the bathroom being silly, and it fell out of my belt right into the toilet bowl. And I pulled the thing out of the toilet bowl, and it didn't work. And I pulled it apart and tried to fix it up, and somehow I rewired it backwards. And I thought I had this useless Walkman, and I threw it in the junk drawer. And when the evangelist came around preaching, I said, "Oh, I've got my backwards playing Walkman that fell in the toilet bowl." And that actually Walkman is, I have that original Walkman now framed in my office. So
I would think reversing the wires to the motor.
Well, that actually causes mechanical problems.
Does it? Okay.
The way you normally do it is it was actually an auto reverse player, and when you reverse the motor, it changes the heads. The motor's reversed, and it switches the heads from the top to the bottom. And when I tried to fix this thing up, I accidentally pushed the switch in the other direction, so it worked backwards. And and so it really was an accident how it did happen. I don't tell that story publicly very often, but I will. But I just have.
Well, you sure did. All right.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. East of the Rockies. You're on the air with David John Oates. Hi.
Hi. This is Tim in Minneapolis.
Hi, Tim.
Hi. I'm leaning towards believing this. Here's the hurdle I have. I believe the power of suggestion can be a factor in this, and I was wondering what steps have you taken to bypass it? There'd be a number of ways you could do that.
Oh, well, we've done several blind tests, you know, where I will play soundtracks to people without telling them what is there. I also frequently use control phrases. I tell people to hear something that is not there. But the real test, of course, is when I train students in this. The students, you know, I'll have 30 students who'll go away and analyze the same tape, and they will come back with identical reversals. Now, if this was imagination or your suggestion, then there's no way that 30 people can analyze the same tape separately and come back with the same transcript.
You know, caller, I'm kind of like you. I'm leaning toward believing this.
Right. And, well, after what he just said, that like I said, that was a hurdle I was trying to get over there.
Yeah.
Once you start to begin to believe this, you're given real pause, and you begin to sit there and think, oh, God. What does this mean? And what it means is really serious.
Very serious.
I kind of feel a little scared with that, but I think it's a good thing. I'm for truth. You know, I mean,
right.
I think it overall it's better.
Well, yeah, and look, I understand skepticism too. I mean, it took me many years to fully grasp it myself. You know, I mean, I'm just basically, I'm a typical Aussie from the outback, you know, and I'm as skeptical as everyone else, and I suddenly found myself in this whole new field, you know, and I'm going, oh my gosh, what on earth does this mean? And it took me many years to really own it and grasp it and say, oh my gosh, this really is real.
I know, David, but still, I'm not up there with you just yet. I'm still knowing that if you get a room full of people who are bound and promise to tell each other the truth, more times than not, it ends up in a great big fist fight.
Yes.
And...
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I know. You magnify that on a worldwide basis.
Give out your information. We're about out of time here. The show's almost over. I want you to get your information out again.
Oh, okay, right. You can order the book. My book is coming out in 2 weeks' time. You can order the book by calling 1-800-231-1776. That's 1-800-231-1776.
And the name of the book?
Is Reverse Speech, Voices from the Unconscious. Now, if you want to order a machine or make further inquiries about reverse speech, you can call the office, which is 619-732-3097. I have a website up, and that is www.reversespeech.com. That's reverse speech, one word, .com. The most important number to remember, though, is the 1-800 number. That's for the book and tapes and most general product inquiries.
Okay.
And I'll say that again, 1-800-231-1776.
All right, my friend. It has been a great pleasure. It really has been a pleasure. I sit here in awe after this night.
Huh.
And I hope that you are, of course, going to stay home. You are going to tape the debates.
I definitely intend to do that.
And if anything truly shocking rears its ugly reverse head, I hope you will call me and let me know so we can get it on sometime next week.
I will do that for you.
Will you? Well, it has been a remarkable night, David, and I know that for you, how old are you?
I am 40.
40.
Yeah.
And you've been working on this for?
13 years. I started when I was 27.
Years. 13 years.
Yeah. And
so it's kind of like an adult lifetime work for you, really.
Oh, it really has been. Yeah, it really has. It's occupied most of my adult life. It's been said to me by many people, you know, it really no one else could have. It needed one person to be totally committed and dedicated to this to pull it off, you know. And a lot of people have said that to me, and that's what I did. I'm really just a normal, everyday Aussie. I really am. And
I
got obsessed with it, you know.
Well, I was going to say that. I was about to bring up that word, obsession.
Yeah.
But that's the way things get done, David.
That is true. And we've forgotten that. We really have, you know. We need to take responsibility for our own lives and our own direction. And anyone can do anything. If they put all their attention and mind to it and don't get swayed by people pulling them either side, you know?
Yes, the ethic of obsession.
Correct.
All right. David, the show is over, so I'm going to give you the honors, and I don't know if you know what they are or not, but do you know what they are?
The honors.
The honors. The honors are, say, good night, America.
Good night, America.